Having great things to say to those who believe, those who receive in the heart his words from the heart. This broadcast, Lord wanted me to touch on balance. Sometimes when something new is taught, people take it and it's new to them and they appreciate it and they want more and more and they want to, you know, I like to dig into the new things of God that I learn. But the Holy Spirit has a way of relaying his word and providing us with understanding. But we always regard his love and his wisdom and what's right, his holiness. Those three things help us govern and manage with the new knowledge that we learn from him. Now, broadcast before last, the Lord had me dealing with things that people allow. The Lord can't give people more anointing. He gives it in measure according to our ability to operate in this word. Like we said in the previous broadcast, he doesn't want to build on cracked bricks. He's not going to build on cracked bricks. Some things have to be in place before he released the anointing to people. Once he gives a man or a woman the anointing, they have it for life. They have it throughout time. It's not a light thing that he gives them, that he enables people to receive the anointing. That he's given them his ability to do something. So they need to operate in faith and act on, as we operate according to God's word, which is by faith, then the anointing can multiply on our lives, giving us greater and greater abilities. Some people want to win many souls, but certain things have to be in place first. And the Lord started teaching me about disqualifiers. There are things that do disqualify people from receiving the anointing. And we know sin, unchecked sin, things that we may allow, wrong doctrines, error, things like that can disqualify people from being a recipient of the anointing that God otherwise would anoint. If a man will lean to his own way and not yield to the Spirit of God, then he can't be a candidate for greater things. If a man won't deal with his habit system and his mindset and even error. Now, to deal with error, you have to learn the truth. That's the only way you can kill wrong teaching, error. You have to have a passion for what's right and a passion for the truth of God's word. And you have to receive it and speak it and act on it. You have to be a recipient of what's right. You have to live according to the rightly divided or the pure meaning of God's word. When I say rightly dividing, that stems from a book that I read. And it taught ministers and people how to rightly divide God's word. It always honored who was talking, who were they talking to, what time period, things like that, to give the scripture greater clarity. And then the method and way God uses it. And then the character of God. All those things govern, helps us to govern our lives, and it helps us to rightly divide the word of God. So, and it's detectable. As you learn truth, if you have a passion for it, remember, sincerity attracts sincerity. So if you have sincere intentions, you desire to know more of God's word. But when people have impure motives, they don't receive but so much of God's word. They just don't. They're trying to find a way to around what they want to do, what they approve, what they think is best. But you can't do that with the Word of God. If you're going to live according to God's love, you got to do it right. Now, God loves us dearly, and He has so much to say, and He will help us to grow and go forward and not backwards. But if we do it our way and not His way, there's a lot of things we're just not going to learn. Remember, a portion of God's teaching comes from learning. First, getting saved, you begin to really learn when you get saved. And then when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, He will help guide you into all truth. And you have to be a student. Now, sometimes people gain knowledge and they think that they know enough, because they look over their shoulder and they look over their shoulder and they see somebody else that's not doing as well, and they feel, well, I know more than them, or I know more than some teachers, or I know more than some ministries or some denominations, or I've got more of God's word than others. But when you study God's word, you're going to learn in part. A portion comes from reading and studying and receiving God's word. But then you begin to learn more as you act on it. Now watch this. When the Lord starts revealing to you His word, heart to heart, and you're obedient to what He say, now you're going to learn things you otherwise wouldn't learn. You're going to see things in a much greater and broader way. You'll be able to measure God's word greater. You'll be able to receive more knowledge and logic from it. You'll be able to protect your life better. Everything grows as you grow from glory to glory. But that doesn't mean you know everything. And it doesn't mean you know enough to do what God wants you to do and what you desire to do. So, what if we continually learn day by day? We're in His presence, we ask questions, we're learning, we're growing, we're developing, we're endeavoring. And that's a pattern of our lives. That becomes the pattern that we love. And we have great joy in the Lord because of it. Now, as these things happen, we begin to take our place in the kingdom. We begin to take our place in life, and then we thrive far above the snake line. In the last broadcast, we talked about the snake line. On any mountain, at a certain point, there's a line that, or there's a position on that mountain that snakes don't go up. The elevation it aggravates them some kind of way, and they just want the, after you get to a certain height of mountains, great mountains, you know, there's a certain point that the snakes just don't cross. It can be 6,000 feet. Some species won't go beyond 6,000. Some won't go beyond. When I Googled it, you know, now Perry Stone talked about the snake line. So I Googled it to see what elevation it was. And some people said, They never seen them past 6,000, 7,000, some 10,000, and the most was like 11,000 feet. And snakes don't like it that high. So when you live above the snake line, you can breathe freely up there on the mountains, because you don't have to, the snakes can't get to you there. You're living above them. Now, on earth here, there are demons out there. There are spiritual wickedness. There's principalities, power, different classes and types of demons under Satan's order. And God gave us authority over Satan, so we have authority over all his power. Now, to live beyond the state line, you love God's word and you receive it in your heart and you grow from glory to glory and you destroy the things that he is about in your life. You take your position in God and you protect your life. And you know, when you're living above the snake line, you're in control of your emotions. The Word of God gives you the mastery of your life. As you study and receive God's Word, you become the master of your life. And you can order it by your faith. And you can speak things to be. You can bless the things that you're going to do. Don't just go about doing good. Bless what you're doing. Protect what you're doing. Speak life on everything you do. Everything that you're trying to accomplish. Everything that you will accomplish. Bless it. And protect it. Spiritually. All right. If you have authority over Satan, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven, why not loose the blessings? Loose God's protection. Loose the promises that He's already given you on your life. And then turn around and protect your life. Kill the things that's killing you. Speak death to the things of Satan. Tell Satan by saying, Satan, you can't hinder me in that area. You can't work against my body. You can't destroy my body. You can't put forms of sickness on my body. You can't kill my children to get to me. Whenever I'm doing a work, an assignment of God, from the time God give me that assignment, I start protecting my loved ones. I pray for everybody I know, because, so that Satan can't use them to get to me. He'll try to hurt the people you love or get people in strife with you. So to hinder the process, he's trying to get your focus off God and on the things and on people and situations and fearful news. But you know, from the last time, you know that he tried something. So whenever God gives you something new to do, he wants to try something. And something, you don't have to wait till you're going to do something to rebuke him. You can rebuke Satan whenever you desire to. And you can bless your whole life whenever you desire to. But it's almost like a reflex. When God give me something to do and I'm doing it, I start blessing what I'm doing and praying blessings over the people that hear. See, this is living above the snake line. You're taking your place. You got to drive your life. Your life is not like an automatic transmission. You got to shift it. The just shall live by his faith, which means he's got to hear the word of God, receive it deep in his heart. And see, as we serve God in spirit and in truth, we worship him in spirit and in truth. We live from the heart. We kill Satan's work from the heart. We believe the word of God in our heart, and we doubt not in our heart. And now our faith is active. Whatever we're believing God for, it's got to happen. There's no way it can't happen. And then you believe God, you speak it, you bless your life wherever you want to. Whatever God said you can have it. And you take your place. When you lay hands on people, they get healed. Expect it. Expect the best and not the worst. Some people fear that if they lay hands, people may not get sick. Pastor likes to say, what if they don't get healed? And then he turn around and say, what if they do? God doesn't waste good. When you operate by faith, God is going to back you every time. And he's going to back you according to wisdom and knowledge. It may not be like you think, but it's going to be right. Kingdom principles. You have kingdom principles. And you have to work the kingdom. And you can have what you say. You can speak life in life. Now, God loves us and he cares for us in every way of life. And he's put things in place. He's healed our body. He healed our emotions. When you study the latter books of Isaiah, he did something about every situation. When you study Isaiah 53, by his stripes we're healed. The chastisement of our peace was on him. We have peace because we believe. We have joy because we believe. We have healing in our mind, healing in our emotions. put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And you can praise God and still break down strongholds. You can praise God and worship God in spirit and in truth and still destroy satanic works. And recently the Lord had me to share this on the broadcast, that you don't have to argue with people and convince people when you know you're right. Just live the light. Walk in the light of God's word. Walk in the light of God's word, and you'll expose the things that are wrong for what they are. And you'll destroy the works of darkness. You'll expose it for what it is. If you can do what God said do, you're already doing it. Every part of God's word that you believe and operate in and speak, all of your actions, your daily routine provides light, and it will shut the mouths of the wicked. It will cause people who are adversaries to silence. It will cause them to be quiet. Because if they speak against the light, they'll be exposed for hating it. And most people would rather hide their darkness. And even if they don't, the ones that are hateful, if they don't hide their darkness, they're exposed. No matter what they do, they are exposed for being an adversary. But when you take the position of God, God is with you, operating with you. And when you shut down Satan, there's nothing he can do. And all you have is people that can't do anything. Now, the worst being in the world, they don't get much done without Satan. Men have to be activated by demons to do the evil things that ISIS do and the evil things that men would do. Hate groups and people that murder people. There's a demon spirit that's causing them to act on those impulses. But when you extinguish the impulses, when you tell Satan to stop, he's got to stop. And men are not that hard. They can start reasoning again. And when you live the light, there's nothing they can do about it. Now, even like this nation, if people start acting lukewarm, there's going to be a war. But if people start repenting, there won't be a war. Because when you start obeying God, God can turn, your enemies get turned off. There's nothing. Satan can't work against obedience like he can disobedience. Now, they may want to fight, but they won't be stirred up. Then, when people sin, the enemy turns around and accuses people in heaven's court. And then he's released to stoke the enemies until there's a war like World War I and World War II. Before each of these wars, people started doing what they wanted to do. And Satan was trying to stop the progress of God. It happened all through history. Satan was trying to stop Jesus when he came. He was trying to stop him after he left and left us in charge. And the only way he can win is to get people off balance, get people back into sin and uninterested in the things of God. If you're not interested in following God and learning all you can about him, you're under attack. You believe in the wrong suggestions. If you have no appetite for the Word of God, as good as he is, your thoughts are being hijacked. But if you have a passion to learn who God is and spend time with him and know him, then you're gaining the mastery of your life. You're becoming the master of your destiny. Either you're the master of your destiny or Satan is. Now, some people will look for me to say that God will be the master of their destiny. Only if you make him the master of your destiny, if you yield to him enough. But even if you do, his word gives you the authority, because that's what he did in the first place. He's not here to do the thinking for you. He's going to guide you into all truth. And you'll believe it, and you'll make a decision of your own free will. And that's worship. He didn't make us puppets. He's not a puppet master. He is our God, and he loves us. He gives us assignments. He gives us example. And then we decide, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what God said do because I love him. I'm going to worship God in spirit and in truth. I'm going to present my life a living sacrifice. And I'm going to do the most important things. I'm going to hear God out, not let him start talking and cut him off and do my own thing. But I'm going to hear him out, and I'm going to obey him, and I'm going to love his will, and I'm going to seek his face. That's spirit and truth. That's living in spirit and in truth. That's true worship. That's real worship. But when people do the other way, it's not good. But when you love God in spirit and in truth, now you're living the standards of God. And you're going to be able to do things that you normally could not do. And it's not God's will for you to be the puppet. He's not, you're his child, you're his son. And God doesn't want to order your life for you. Because you love him, you're going to order your own life according to his word, according to the pattern that he gave. He didn't tell Adam how to do the things he did. He planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there's no mention of God telling him exactly what to do. But he had the example. And if he loved God, he would, of his own will, make the earth look just like that garden. And that's what he desired. And that's what could have happened. And Adam could have made the whole world, all of his people, as they were born, they would have been doing what he did. And they would have made the world like they wanted it to be. They would have made it beautiful like God's garden. Because that was the blueprint. And God loves us. See, he gives us the pattern. The word of God is a pattern, a blueprint, a blessing. And those that trust it, they're better. Now, the last few broadcasts, we talked about God not wanting to build on cracked bricks. We have to take our position and use it to the glory of God. If we willingly do this, you're going to see his handiwork. Now, people, they take positions. There's unchecked sin, unchecked thoughts, unchecked habit systems, unchecked belief systems that people allow and sometimes hold on to on purpose. And the Lord calls them reserves. Reserves is when you hold something back on purpose and won't yield it. And allowances is what you allow, but you didn't realize how bad it was. You may not have even thought about it. And when it comes to dissensions among God's people, there are dissensions among God's people. Sometimes it's because of a race, sometimes status, sometimes age, sometimes even the side of town people. There are unchecked things that people allow. They shouldn't, but they don't set out to do that. But they didn't deal with it. Now, God loves them the same. God can use them as much as possible. But there's a certain point that God can't take them any further, because if he did, in that condition, they'll make a mess. If we don't build with him, we scatter. But if we build with him, we increase and multiply the things of God. And we turn the world upside down like Peter did and Paul and the other apostles. But they learned from Jesus how to build. And they didn't have as many competition problems as the people we read about later. And even in our times, But God is not going to build on raggedy, cracked bricks. He's going to, if we bear fruit, he'll purge us, the things that would hinder us, so that we can bear more fruit. And the purging process, people have misinterpreted that. The purging process is you receiving more of God's word and dealing with the problems you learn about. That's your purging process. God's not going to send a storm in your life like, you know, people used to teach. You know, storms don't, if you're blessing your life and protecting your life, you're not going to have any storms in your life. If you're watching and praying like you're supposed to, then the Lord's going to expose plots and plans of the enemy. And the Lord, he'll show you what you need to know so things of darkness won't sneak up on you. Otherwise, you're like a sitting duck. Now, people that won't fight and they don't want to take their position and they don't want to take authority, then Satan is coming. And if he see a loophole, if he see it and understand it, he'll definitely try to use it to his advantage. Even though Satan is not perfect in his efforts to do his will, he doesn't always see our potential. He's like we are. We don't always see what can be, and neither does he. Now only God knows all things. He can evaluate everything. Satan don't. He don't do thorough evaluations. Now, what he does do impresses us. It's impressive. Because angels operate on a greater intelligence. Or not intelligence, but they have more skill than we do. They're older. They used to be angels, so they ought to be. But they fight us on our level. And we're learning and growing. They're not. They're regressing. And they still have their mind is like a supercomputer compared to ours. But we have the mind of Christ. Now, Christ is much greater than they ever would be. But God, the Lord, will guide us in all truth. And the more we hate pride, the more we can learn. The more we love each other, the more we're going to learn. And the more we endeavor to do as we are, the more we're going to see and appreciate God's word. And then, my friend, you're going to see God mightily move. So when people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, this message of the cracked bricks and things that people allow is not to divide the body. If you experience unfavorable things from others, forgive them and love them anyway. They can't see what you see. A lot of times there are so many cultural differences, it's easy for Satan to get people to believe the worst of others. Don't listen to him. He's a hypocrite. Love people with God's love in spite of what they do, profess, things that may happen that's not to your favor. Forgive them for it. And love them anyway. But when you follow God, you can go forward. When you follow him, you can learn. And you can see everything for what it is. But as you grow and as you learn, you're going to see things. You're going to run into problems that people have. And it's real. But love them anyway. This message that God has given is for those who love him. It's for people who are mature and will take their place and obey God. If you can do that, my friend, God will show you how to restore your brother or your sister to a much better way of life. He will show you how your light and your love and your kindness can make the difference. And then they'll live. Not only will they live, but they'll thrive in this life in real time. As we yield to the Lord, all things are possible. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.